I know it's just the two of you at Mass this evening, but I couldn't resist the story of St. Charles Borromeo. I found the details of it just today. He was known actually as a saint who, if you wanted him to pray for you, you had to be his enemy. He was very charitable towards his enemies. And in fact, there are many instances where that charity, that love of enemy that Christ put into play on the cross, that St. Charles practiced in his life as well. But there was on this one occasion, remember that he lived in the time of the Protestant Reformation. And so also he was reforming the clergy, basically fixing up a lot in his diocese in Italy. And he was founding seminaries and a catechism for children, doing all sorts of things. But he made a lot of enemies. And on one occasion, as he went in with his house, that means his other clergymen, to say their devotions, their prayers, perhaps it was something like Vespers or the Divine Office, they were all kneeling down in their church, and one of his enemies put himself at the back door, just waiting for him. And as they were praying, the enemy found his opportunity. He fired a shot at St. Charles, and all the music stopped, you can imagine. And all the other clergy and the people present stood up and to check on St. Charles and to catch the murderer. Well, St. Charles got up and he told everyone, just sit back down. He knelt down. He continued his prayers as if nothing had happened. And then he offered his life to God because he thought he received a mortal wound, that he was going to die from this. Well, when he stood up the second time, the ball fell, the bullet. So it had struck his rochet, actually. That's something like the surplice, but a bishop wears it. And so it hit that and fell to the ground, miraculously. And a little part of it broke off and put a tiny hole in his cassock that he was wearing. Well, when he went back later that night, oh, and by the way, he told all the people that tried to go out and chase the murderers, he told them, nope, don't do that. And as often as they asked him his permission to go out and find out who it was and bring them to justice, he always said, no, we will not do that. Well, when he went back to his room that night, he noticed a bruise where the bullet had actually hit. It never went away the rest of his life, the bruise. It was a sign of God's protection over him. Well, he made a public act of thanksgiving for sparing his life, rededicated himself to the service of God, and meditated on the goodness of God in protecting him. Well, time passed. Some people eventually did go out and they suspected who the criminals were. And they went out and they put them on trial, found them guilty. St. Charles tried his best to spare their lives, but he was only able to spare one of their lives. And do you know what he did? For the ones who were killed and left family behind, he then took care of their families. He gave them money, took care of them in whatever way he could, because that's how he treated all of his enemies. If you wanted anything good from him, that was what they always said, then you must be an enemy of St. Charles. So keep that in mind in your day-to-day life, forgiving your enemies. It was St. Charles's daily thing, prayer, that whenever somebody would attack him or calumniate him, he first prayed that no bitterness or anger would enter into his heart, and then that he could treat them with the charity that our Lord would want them to be treated with. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.